There's a door there. Yeah, thank you. Last class we talked about confession, the five steps, which would be examination of conscience, sorrow for our sins, firm purpose of amendment, confess your sins to the priest, and carry out the penance. Once you carry out those five steps, you've made a good confession and you experience a lot of peace in your heart, your mind, and your soul. Clean heart. So that being the case, today what we'd like to do is go through an examination of conscience. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to jump right into the commandments and read through them and make some type of commentary. So you see it says examination of conscience. Below it says first commandment. This will be an excellent guide for all of you to make a good preparation for confession. Okay, what did you say with me, that biblical verse? I am the Lord your God, you shall not have strange gods before me. Say that. Say it again. So the first commandment is related directly to our relationship to God. And there were some bullet points. We can examine our conscience on this. Have I really loved God above all things? Or we made other things. Money. Clothes. Probably close that door. Money, clothes. Sports. TV. Music. Pleasure. Peer approval. Or a famous celebrity, more important than God. Let's take those. Do you think there are some people in this country that place money above God? What do you think? I think a lot of people, right? Trying to make money is the basic thrust of their life. Nothing wrong with money. But we don't want to put money here and God here. Once you go to college, you're going to hear this word, materialism. Maybe you've already heard it. Materialism, right? It's the god of matter related to money. So money's okay, but we don't want to place it here above God. Clothes. You spend a lot of time and thinking about your clothes and want more clothes. Do you know the missionaries of charity, Mother Teresa? Do they have a lot of clothes? What do you think? You just have sari is what is called their religious habit. They would have two. So they wear one and then they... When they're washing the other one, they can be putting the other one on. They only have two saris. How many dresses do you have? Maybe three, right? Or four? Maybe a lot. You might even think about giving some of those extra clothes you have to the poor. Father Craig with group of missionaries go down to Tecate, Mexico, once a month, and they give a lot of food and clothing to the poor. We have too much in this country, too much. So So if we have too much, we should give to those who don't have any, right? That's really what God wants. Do any of you know what Black Friday is? Melody, what's Black Friday? Do you know when it is? Close. Actually, you're close, but it's getting really even very, very close. Anybody know the exact day when it is? So next, it's actually a week from today, isn't it? We have a lot of people that are camping outside big stores, and as soon as the doors are open, zoom, right? Stampede in like buffaloes. Huh? I think it was maybe about 10 years ago it happened in New York City, or New York, in Walmart, that they're waiting outside and they open up the doors and they stampede in like buffaloes, and they actually ran over one of the workers there, and they actually killed him. And the owner of the store wanted to close the store to mourn for one of his employers, and the people were clamoring, "No, we want to buy. As if clothes are more important than people. Never place things over persons. Never place things over God. And the richest man in the world and the poorest man in the world is going to end up in the same place. 6 feet beneath the ground. No one can escape the reality of death. We think about this in the light of eternity. Let's take sports. Now, if you go to Mexico or the Philippines or South America, for example, in Mexico, the big sport is soccer, right? But this country, there are so many different sports. And with that big television set there on Sunday, temptation can be pretty strong for some individuals to just stay glued to the TV set watching one sport after another. And not even go to Mass on Sunday. That's an example of how sport can be more important than God. If that's crowding your prayer life out of your life. Pleasure. Peer approval. You know what that is? What's peer approval? What does that mean? Never heard that one before? Is that you have some friends and you actually prefer to please your friend more than you want to please God. Maybe you got some friends that are maybe telling maybe a bad joke. Or maybe they want to steal. And you know that that bad joke is wrong. But you don't want to You don't want to hurt your friend. So you give in to what is called peer pressure. Or peer approval. Or a famous celebrity. Years ago, when the Beatles came to the United States, so John Lennon that said that God will eventually be dead. And there's a movie that came out called Beatlemania, where Beatles had come to New York City and they were in a hotel, and people are cutting off little pieces of the rug because Paul McCartney, or Ringo Starr, or John Lennon had walked on that rug. So they're actually adoring the Beatles as if they were God. What's wrong? We don't want to place a rock and roll star above God. That's idolatry. So the nature of idolatry is when we place any person, place, thing, idea, concept above God. The next point. I'm going to go through these points in detail because they're so important. Have I made time for God each day in prayer? The only day you pray is Friday afternoon. Hopefully that's not the case. And you pray here in class. You ought to find time to pray every day. When can you pray? Anybody know? When can you pray? During school. Okay, well. Yeah, you can do that before eating. Yeah, it's a good idea. At home. Anytime. How about where can you play? Pray. Okay, at church, you can pray. Just at church, aside from church, you can't pray. Huh? So it's prohibited to pray in the streets, huh? Yeah, you can pray anytime, anywhere. And you can use the Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, but you can use any words you want. So you can say formal prayers. Do that. That's what we just had. But sometimes a good idea is just to talk to God in your own words. Tell Him thank you. Tell Him what's going on in your life. Tell Him what you want to be later on in your life. Tell Him your joys. Tell Him your sorrows. Tell Him your worries. Tell Him your fears. Tell Him your sufferings. Beauty is this, that whenever we want to talk to God, God is always ready and willing to listen to us. About 20 minutes ago, I got on my cell phone, I called someone on the phone. Just got the machine. Ever happened to you? Every day, probably. You want to talk with someone, and you get one of those machines, huh? Well, whenever we talk to God, don't have to worry about the machine. In other words, God is never too busy to listen to us. But the sad thing is, sometimes we're too busy for God. Kind of ironic, huh? God is never too busy for us, but sometimes we're too busy for God. Shouldn't be that way, should it? You always find time to talk to God. Dadian, when do you like to pray most? When do you like to pray most? At night? Good idea. How about you, Ernesto? At night? Good. Gabriel? Morning? Good. Maybe before eating, huh? I even think, when do you really feel drawn to pray? Maybe there's a certain time where you really just feel drawn to pray. Pray before an important exam at school, right? Nothing wrong with that. Help me, Holy Spirit. Huh? Okay, next. Have I made a serious effort to get to know my faith well since my relationship with God is supposed to be the most important thing in my life? Now, we're here for 2 years. The purpose is to really get to know God. But there are other ways in which you can get to know God. And I strongly recommend a really good way is by watching good movies. Tony, does your mother have any good Catholic movies? Just one or a lot? Yeah. Once I was asking her about movies, she had a lot of these really good movies, no? So watching a good movie can be a way in which you're educating yourself in the faith. Maybe watch Padre Pio. Maybe John Bosco. Or maybe Mother Teresa. Or maybe John Paul II. These are movies of modern saints. And you sit down, you watch it, you really get to know your faith better. And you can share your faith with others. And there's nothing wrong with the internet. There are a lot of temptations. But there can be really good websites you can get into to get to know your faith better. Watching Catholic TV. Listening to Catholic radio. Having a collection of books. Having a good library. Constantly we should be working on growing in the knowledge of our faith. Constantly. Have I endangered my faith by superstitious or evil practices? Like witchcraft. You know what that means, witchcraft? What does witchcraft mean? Okay. It's a pretty good interpretation, yeah? Crafty witches, huh? How about, you've heard of the Ouija board, any of you? There's a movie out, the Ouija. But the first Exorcist film came out maybe about 45 years ago. It's called The Exorcist. Starts out where you've got a girl, probably about 13, about your age. You see her that there's this table and things are moving back and forth, back and forth. And it turns out that this girl became possessed by a devil, or more than one devil. She started to really manifest weird things. Her eyes would roll back. You know, 12-year-old girl, really strong, floating in the air above her bed. And they determined that this was not something psychological, but this was actually something supernatural. So they brought in an elderly priest from the Far East, and then another one that was an ex-boxer. They had to do a formal exorcism to expel the evil spirit from this girl. But the point making is this, is that she was playing with this Ouija board, which are really common today. So don't play around with evil. Don't open up your heart to the satanic. And if you have some friends that are maybe doing this, thinking it's something harmless, you got to reconsider. It's not something harmless, but it can be something very, very harmful spiritually. Fortune tellers. Sure, you probably notice in front of Juan and Carson, Cross and Carson, there's a big hand that says what? Psychic reader. It's been here for probably at least 25 years, no? You have the big hand there, psychic reader, $5 special. Now you know why they say $5 special? It's like a bait. You ever go fishing? Bait on the line and you reel it in. They want people to go in there. The first time is $5. Then it's going to be 10. Then it's going to be 20. Going to be 50, and you're going to be 100. Before you know it, you go in there and you're wasting tons of money. And what are these people going to be doing? Oh, palm reading. Read your future by reading your palm. Or looking into the crystal ball. You can see that there's going to be someone very special in your life that's going to visit you within the next 6 months. And there you're suspended in the air, and you say to the lady, well, who is it? Well, come back next week and I'll tell you. Come back next week. She starts to tell you about this person, and then you say, well, when? Well, come back next week and I'll tell you when. Keep jacking up the price. Okay, these people know how to play with the emotions. No? They know when someone is kind of sad and depressed and discouraged, and how to manipulate the emotions to get money. In almost every town or city in LA, you're going to find one of these psychic readers. Almost everyone. Make a long story short, don't visit them. Yeah, don't visit them. Don't give them money. But they're out there. Okay, next is, am I wholehearted in accepting and following God's teaching, or do I only pick and choose only the parts of his message that pleases me? So there are certain things I like about the Catholic faith. Heaven, Jesus my good shepherd. But something like the reality of hell, I don't think I'm going to accept that. So we kind of pick and choose. It's called cafeteria Catholicism. Pick and choose what you like. If you don't like, just discard it. Do I believe the false idea that one religion is just as good as another. Once you get into high school or college, you're going to hear that, well, you know, it's all the same God. Is there a difference between Catholicism and Protestantism? Is there? Is there a difference between Judaism and Catholicism? Is there a difference between Islamism and Catholicism? A big difference, right? So you're going to be here, this is, it's called indifferentism. Differentism is, well, all religions lead to the same path. Not true. So next Thursday is Thanksgiving. You ought to be really thankful that you are Catholics. Thank God for your Catholic faith. What a blessing it is to be a Catholic. You're in the Catholic, you have faith which has the fullness of the faith. Next, have I denied my faith before others? Have I been willing to affirm, defend, and practice my faith before others? And not just in private. Hopefully you're not ashamed of your faith. You're proud of your faith. Someone asks in school, what religion are you? Oh, I don't know. I'll ask the priest. No. That's cowardice, right? And be proud that you're Catholic, but try to live out your Catholic faith. Sometimes you hear among non-Catholics, well, all the Catholics, they're hypocrites. Golpe di peccio, no mas, no? Well, how do you respond to that? Well, none of us are perfect. Catholic Church is not for the perfect. Catholic Church is for sinners. All of us are sinners. You tell the person, I'm not perfect. But I'm trying to be a better person through the help of God's grace. So that's a pretty good summary of some basic points in the first commandment. Let's move to the second. Why don't you repeat with me? You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Say that. Once again. So the second refers to great reverence for God's name. Great reverence for God's name. When Moses was before the burning bush, God revealed his name to Moses. He said, my name is, and you know the name that was given to Moses before the burning bush? Begins with a Y. Yahweh, okay? Yahweh was the name that was given to Moses before the burning bush. Now, the Jewish high priest was able to enter into the sanctuary and to profess the name of Yahweh once a year. That's how sacred that name was. So we should have the greatest reverence and respect for the name of Jesus, God, of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Question. Do I love and have reverence for God's name? Have I used God's name carelessly? Have I called on evil on anyone? Have I used foul language? Do I try my best to fulfill the promises and resolutions that I've made toward God, especially those of baptism and confirmation? Have I shown disrespect for the Blessed Virgin Mary, the saints, the church, those who have consecrated their lives to God? Third commandment. Let's say it. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath. Say it. Again? Once again? Okay, question. Did I miss Mass on Sunday or a holy day of obligation through my own fault? Do you know the holy days of obligation that don't fall on Sunday? Sabrina, what would they be? Which is what? Mary, the Mother of God, right?
And it would be
August 15th, which would be?
Assumption Mary.
Mary, good.
And then
it would
be November
1st. Great, All Saints.
And then December
12th. That's a Lady Guadalupe. But no, it's not December 12th, it's shortly before that. You know, what would it be? December 8th. What would that be? Yeah. It's the Immaculate Conception, right? Okay, so those are holy days of obligation. So they don't always fall on Sunday. They usually don't. Those are days in which we have to go to Mass. Next. Have I really prayed and paid attention during Holy Mass, or have I just gone through the motions? Do I participate in Mass by singing and praying the responses, or do I simply sit as a spectator, wanting to be entertained? Do I pay attention to the Word of God and try to apply it to my life? You might check yourself after one Sunday Mass. How much of the Mass do you really participate in? Maybe 50%. Good day, maybe 60%. How easy it is for us to be distracted. And it's kind of hard. Even when you come in with goodwill, there's a lot of distractions today. It really bugs me when people come in with their cell phones. I'm lifting up the host. Cell phone goes off. It disturbs the whole Mass. People come in late for Mass. Other people leave early for Mass. During the collection, people have to get up to go to the bathroom. Right, Indy? Right, when the collection comes, I got to go to the bathroom. Good way to avoid give money to church, huh? And then, now and then the Mass says you got a baby that's just wailing. Once I was preaching, and the baby started to yell louder than I was preaching. Wow. I think about, isn't the mother going to do anything? Went on for about 3 minutes. And I noticed that instead of people looking at me, they were all going like this. And they're focusing on the baby yelling rather than on the message I was trying to preach. I would think, using common sense, probably the mother would probably get up and just maybe burp the baby, huh? Change the baby's diapers. Maybe give the baby a bottle. Nada. Nada. It's great that they bring the baby, but the baby's going to be competing with me try to preach, no? I think the baby was yelling louder than I was speaking through the microphone, no? But you should try. Should try to make a real effort to pay attention at Mass as best you can. Now, if you come late, you're probably going to be distracted during the Mass. Tony, I bet before playing soccer, you probably have some time for warm-up, don't you? Yeah, sure. Anyone knows of a sport, you don't arrive right in time when the game starts, but you got to kind of warm up. So we have to warm up to God. Shake the dust of the world off our garments and enter into the Holy of Holies. So Mass is so important, and how little attention we pay to Mass at times. How important Mass is. How easy it is just to take it for granted. Because you've got so many priests here and so many masses. No? Juan Diego had to walk about 10 miles to go to church. In the middle of winter. He was 57 years old. What a sacrifice, huh? So really be thankful for Mass. Try to participate as much as you can. You know, someone next to you that's talking, maybe get up and move away. And we shouldn't be talking in church, but we should rather be talking to God. Talk to people outside. Talk to God. God wants you to talk to Him. Have I arrived at Mass late? Due to carelessness. We left early without a serious reason. Have they kept the Eucharistic fast before Holy Mass? What does fast mean? What does fast mean? You know, going the fast lane, speeding? What does fast mean? Yes. Do you know how long the Eucharistic fast is? 1 hour. 1 hour, and what does it mean? Can you drink water? Could you take medicine? Yeah. Could you have some type of juice? No. Water, medicine, fine. But juice or solid food, you can't do that. It used to be 3 hours. And when my mom was a little girl, it was from midnight on, you couldn't have anything. So from 12 on, couldn't have anything whatsoever. Now it's just 1 hour. So say you're going to the 10 o'clock Mass on Sunday. If you're finishing your breakfast at 9:30, that would actually be enough, because the priest is usually giving out communion maybe by 10:40. So the fast is really very little. The purpose is to make a little sacrifice, make a sacrifice to God. Sacrifice. Okay, next. Oh, another thing I'd like to mention is this. If, say, for example, you eat something by mistake, you can go to the priest in the sacristy and say, "Father, can you give me a dispensation?" You know what a dispensation is? What is that, Sabrina?
It's like a
Right. So maybe you popped the lifesaver in your mouth. Maybe it was an accident. Go into the sacrist and say, Father, could I still receive Holy Communion? He can give you a dispensation. It means permission to be able to receive the Eucharist even though you have not made the fast. Next. Did I work on Sunday? Did I do work on Sunday that was not necessary? So Sunday is the Lord's Day, but also it's supposed to be a day of rest, which we're not doing hard manual work. We do hard manual work, and we start Monday, we're already tired. So Sunday's the day in which we want to kind of rest, so that the rest of the week we're able to work hard, especially in your case, in your obligations at school. Have I used Sunday just as a part of the weekend, or as a day for the acts of love toward God, my family, and those in need? Fourth commandment. Honor your father and your mother. Can you say that? Once again.
Honor your father and your mother.
Have I failed to be grateful and to thank my parents for the sacrifices they have made for me? Two of the most important words you can say in your life are thank you. If you prefer to say it in Spanish, it's only one word, right? Gracias. Hmm? Saying thank you or gracias. Very important words. We have to learn to be grateful. So next Thursday is Thanksgiving. Thank God for so many things that we have. What would you thank God for?
Family.
Your family, great. Yeah, the fact that we're alive. We could be in a country like Syria where they're killing teenage kids. Yeah, our life. Food, people dying of hunger, children dying of hunger.
The gifts he gives us.
The gifts he gives us on a daily basis. And we ought to be thankful. How good God is. What does the word Eucharist mean? Anybody know? It comes from Greek, the word Eucharist. Kind of, close. Eucharist means Thanksgiving. Yeah, the word Eucharist means Thanksgiving. So we should be, every day should be Thanksgiving, right? Every day we go to Mass, there's a Mass, so every day should be Thanksgiving. Have I disobeyed my parents or those in authority? Principals, teachers, coaches, police. Have I disrespected my family members or treated them poorly by insulting, mocking, ridiculing, or yelling at them? Do I listen to my parents reasoning when they say no to me? Do I try to bring happiness and peace to my family? Or do I cause tension and division? In other words, am I always looking for a fight? You've got brothers and sisters. Instead of seeking for fights, try to be a friend. Easier said than done, huh? Try to be friends. In the same family, you're headed toward the same goal, which is heaven. Try to be good friends. Very pleasing to God. Do I offer to help out around the house? House is not a hotel, is it? No. Rather, it's a community of love where each one should try to be helping the others. Do I make time to visit my elderly relatives and those in poor health? Jesus said, I was sick and you came to visit me. Tonight at 9 o'clock, Father Craig is going to be going to a care center where they're going to be pulling the plug out of this guy. So we might say a prayer for him some before we end the class, no? It's going to be a very difficult moment, and this person is just on life support, and the church does not oblige us to use extraordinary means to prolong life. Important to visit the sick, the elderly, and those who suffer, those who are abandoned, those who are rejected. And have I ignored or avoided my old friends in order to be part of the popular crowd? So the fourth commandment is a tough one, because the commandment which we are called to obey our parents, and we're with them day and night. So when you obey your mother and your father, you're actually obeying God. You have to have eyes of faith to know that. All right, so I believe that next Friday we don't have class, do we? That's why I see you're so sad today, because you knew that we're not going to have class next Friday, so you're going to have to go through some grief counseling to be able to get through that week, huh? But I'd like to say the Hail Mary and the consecration of Mary, especially Hail Mary for this man who's going to be going to meet his Creator in a couple hours. Let's first say the Hail Mary, then we'll say the consecration of Mary. In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Consecration of Mary. My Queen and my Mother, I give myself entirely to you. Show my devotion to you. Consecrate to you this day. My eyes, my ears, my mouth, my heart. My whole being without reserve. Wherefore, good Mother, as I am your, keep me and guard me as your property and possession. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Have a great Thanksgiving, all of you. Okay? Okay.